Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Summer is coming and that means vacation. But if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow. And that means nothing from last summer will fit. And we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store. Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with real Japanese matcha, perfect for hot or cold brewing. Matcha is rich in vitamin C, catechins, EGCGs, and L-theanine. Enjoy a delicious matcha latte or smoothie with this convenient green tea powder made from Japan's treasured matcha, finely milled from high-quality green tea leaves. Get 25% off all Matcha Love products on Itoan using code JANA. That's code J-A-N-A at itoen.com. Available on Amazon and itoan.com.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer and Michael Kaufman, an iHeartRadio podcast.
I have so much to say because I have not caught up with Sarah since the Wind Down Tour stuff when we were in Chicago and Michigan and
Best Week Ever
and Louisville. So the bus rolls in about, well, what time do we get in at?
Two in the morning.
Yeah.
I didn't even see you, Sarah, when you left. The next day. Because your flight ended up changing.
There was drama.
You guys, okay, so there was, we were living on the bus for four days?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Three days.
There was so much crap in the back seat. Or the back part of the lounge, that things were just like being thrown into bags. So the next morning, so tired, Jolie has school. So I just kind of like blindly put my clothes on, grab my bag. I'm in the car driving to her preschool. I walk in and I look in my bag. I've got the bottle of Bullet in my purse. So for those of you who don't know what Bullet is, it's
bourbon.
All my drinks.
And I mean, it's an opened bottle of Bullet, like half drank. And I'm like, if anyone stops me right now and opens my bag, like mom of the year.
Wait.
Like I walked into her preschool with an open bottle of Bullet. Mom of the year.
That is.
And but like, would it have been so great if I would have gotten pulled over? I'd have been like, officer, I swear I don't drink Bullet. No. Like I know what this looks like.
Wait. Like,
I'm well aware.
That is. How did it? Who knows?
People, we just were like putting things in.
Oh, it was a night.
But I'm just like, if you. I was just in my head. I'm like, how would I explain this to the principal preschool lady, and then a cop?
Who, I guess all of a sudden, Jolie's school now randomly does back checks.
Well, oh. I'm just like, what if I would have fallen?
Oh.
And like the bullet, like,
what if someone everywhere?
You know, what if someone grabbed my bag? I don't know. Like, you just start thinking, or what if I opened it and be like, oh, Jolie, here's your water bottle, but then Miss Tina sees the other bottle in there. I'm just like, wow. I was mortified.
Mike's just happy his Bullet made it home.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm not hungover anymore.
Oh, that was...
Speaking of hungover, though, we had a little issue because I told Mike what time we were leaving your wedding at, Sarah.
on the tour bus.
So she already booked their flights. Mark was looking at me like, what? The wedding already happened?
Yes. No. The wedding obviously is in February, but I booked the flights and I didn't book the first flight out. Like, I'm usually the first flight out because I want to be back home with the kids.
Mike shaking his head.
So I booked a 10 o'clock flight, which is like, you know, just enough time to wake up.
Just enough time.
Mm-hmm. Honey, what time would you like to leave the wedding at or leave the hotel at?
6 p.m. that night. The last flight. I'm more of a like last flight out kind of guy after... Especially a wedding like this. I'm already telling you, I've been giving you months ahead of time. Like when we knew when Sarah was getting married, I was like, I'm going to be in rare form. You're probably going to have to put me to bed. I don't know what's going to happen. So let's not take the first flight out.
No, I'm like, Jenna is for sure. Mike's going to be a couple bullets in, maybe some champagne. Jenna's just going to get on a red eye that night and leave you. You're going to wake up in the hotel room alone.
Fine. Totally fine with
and
that.
He's gonna, I just let him open, by the way, his first, we like to, I have a really hard time keeping presents for Mike. And so I got one of those, have you ever seen those Keurig Drinkworks?
Yeah. Things? Yeah.
They're amazing. You actually, it's like, what if you walked around with a pod? It's like basically like a Keurig pod.
Uh-huh.
It's made by Keurig too, but it has like a margarita or a mojito or a Moscow Mule. It's so cool. So it'll just be you like
with this mug
with your carry-on. It'll just like leaving.
Well, because like you don't know, but like most people's hangovers start kicking in around 10-11.
Right.
So yeah.
If we get up that early, I will still be drunk. TSA might not let me through.
Oh, you're literally gonna be
you are in charge then of changing the tickets if you want. Can we meet in the middle? 6 is too late because then we couldn't put the kiddos.
Well, checkout time's got to happen at some point, 11 or 12.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Great point, Mark. Thank you. So, what about like.
Good luck kicking me out.
Two.
He is going to be. He's going to be
hotel
like.
Hotel security.
The. What's it called? The maids are going to knock on the door and just enter them, and Mike's going to be passed out naked on the bed, like alone. They're going to be like, what happened?
Alone and afraid.
Jana's gone. Already texted me that she landed back home and is with the kids. Can't wait.
What are you asking for Christmas, Sarah? Since this is our last episode for Christmas.
What am I asking for Christmas?
Mike got you two things that just got delivered today.
Oh.
I'm sending to you.
What?
Yeah, it's little.
It's little. It's just something I saw and I couldn't not
get. What? Let's just talk about how kind of a soul. What a gent.
And I was like, you what? No.
I mean, I know. Yeah. Jen's like, did you get my presents yet?
I don't want anything.
I know. You actually probably don't want anything. I don't know. I've been like a little busy. Normally, you know, I have my list a month ago, but something I really like as presents. I like shoes as presents, and I know that sounds like, oh, she likes shoes, but I just feel like there's a lot of memory, because like I have shoes from 10 years ago that I still wear, you know, and you do too, and we wear them to the death, and I just think it's a nice momentum. I lose jewelry, I lose, you know, I lose a lot.
You have, well, wait, so you, do you guys tie shoes and memory together? No, I'm saying not tie, as in tie. Oh. Like,
I was very
put together shoes. You're like, when you go to put on a pair of shoes, like, oh, I remember I wore these.
Yes,
at...
I do.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What?
No, not like, you know, a nice pair. I have a nice pair that I remember, you know, like, oh, I got these for my birthday. Ty got me these for Valentine's Day. Yeah. Not like my Nikes, not my Kicks, but.
Well, it's just interesting because I wonder if that's going to change for you, because now that we have kids, people are asking, and we're not even really doing presents in our family anymore, because it's like, I don't need anything. I don't want anything. Like, I have my kids. And I think that's, and I never understood that when my parents would say that when we were kids. I was like, what do you mean? You don't want something? And now I'm just like, I don't want anything. I just want my family, and I want to have a great dinner and some quality time and maybe watch a movie on Christmas night, and I want them to be happy. I want to see them.
Hold on, let me
write
that stuff down.
Yeah, honestly, write that down.
No, but
I feel like you want, like,
because I told you, I was like, I don't, I really don't. I asked for necklace, a mommy necklace, but Lola and James ended up sending it to me. So I was just like, I don't need anything.
I feel like it's just sentimental things. I like sentimental things, and that's
like a picture with the kids, a handwritten letter. That is like golden to me.
Oh, Mike, a handwritten letter.
Okay. Long.
Maybe long.
Oh, yeah. Which comes to another great topic. We need to tease the guest, though, because I'm really excited about the guest. Dean McDermott is coming in. He's married to Tori Spelling, and they have a very interesting past.
Public past.
And they were one of the couples that I have, in a way, always looked up to in a weird way because of their ability to
own it.
Own it in such a public way. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of respect for that. So he's going to be a guest on our show today, and I'm super excited about that.
Oh, so I'm excited.
Stay tuned for that. But
hold on, let me ask you about the presents real quick.
Okay.
So I feel like women will say that, right? I really don't want anything. I want this. I want that. If a guy actually said, all right.
Oh, you're dead.
Cool.
No.
To a point, though, Sarah's right.
Time out. If you didn't do anything, I actually would be kind of bummed. But the one thing that I would want is because I would want at least that sentimental gift. It's the time in which you maybe drew Jolie's hand and you guys wrote me. Like, that's the stuff
that's
the sentiment. It's the sentimental stuff that, like that. It could be, you know, as simple.
Okay, but I have a question.
Answer.
So
I don't need the shoes. I don't need, because it's like, yeah, I'm good, honestly.
But
still would like something special, I guess. Okay, so there you go. It's not that I don't want anything. I would love something special that I knew didn't take a lot of, it's not a lot of money, but it took some thought.
Okay, so.
No, no. I was just going to say on the flip side, because, you know, if you say I don't want anything, you know, you do. And or not you, but I mean me. I want something. But is there something?
It's because you don't have kids yet. I promise you it'll change. It truly will. You'll have everything you need.
Okay. But is there something special about, like, let's say you say, Mike, I don't want anything. And he gives you a handwritten letter from Jolie and you think that's your present. But then all of a sudden he got you a new Gucci purse or something, sure, that you weren't expecting, you didn't want. And it was just like, wow, I didn't even, you know, see, not that it has to be
every once
very
in
expensive.
A while. Sure. That'd be so cool. Sure. I think it'd be a pleasant surprise. And I think anyone would kind of want to feel special. Mark, back me up here, because you've been married and for a minute here and have kids. Are you the same or no?
We are the same. In fact, this year we've said any money we spend at Christmas should be on the kids or on the house. House improvements.
Oh, I love a house improvement
to
gift.
To each other. Oh. But I am going through the daily stress of, I still got to get her something. I can't just do nothing.
Nothing.
So that's what I'm going through now.
So then why say the nothing then
because
if you don't mean it?
That's the thing. I could honestly say, like, if Jan and I were
I don't believe you.
If we agreed and we said, hey, we're just going to save money. Because we tend to go a little overboard with each other because we're both just very generous at
heart.
Last
year, we set a $400 budget for each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went past that. So, anyways. So
I didn't.
You're okay. Regardless, I could honestly be like, all right, if we agree, hey, we're not going to spend any money on each other at all and not do anything, I'd be like, okay, cool. No big deal. But I still feel... like, come Christmas morning, if you didn't open something, you kind of be like, oh.
So then why do we say, because I don't think that when you said, I just want to redo your car, that you would be bummed if you didn't open something.
I would not. That's the difference between men and women. I've told Jana this, but Jana doesn't like this because she doesn't get anything out of it. All I wanted to do was finally do some things to my truck that I've been wanting to do for a long time.
Which, by the way, he goes, I want to lift it, but don't worry, you won't notice it. And I was like, so you're going to spend money on something no one will even notice?
Just like, can't wait. Hey, you guys go get your hair done. Do we always notice? No, but you spend money on it.
Oh, boom.
Wow.
I'm just saying. So the whole thing is, I mean that when I say, honey, all I want to do is stuff to my truck. Like, don't spend another dime on me. No part of me would be upset Christmas morning. Because
I don't believe you.
I'm so.
I agree with Mike. I agree.
Is
it a guy
thing? But that's the thing. That's a guy thing. When we say that, we mean that.
Also, it's embarrassing to open gifts. It's embarrassing to have the room staring at you as you open a gift. You have to react a certain way. So I'm so fine not opening a gift on Christmas. I prefer it.
And God bless my wife. She's always trying to give me things. But she every year for the last 5 years of our relationship, she tries to get me to wear sweaters. She wants me to be a sweater wearer so bad.
She wants me to be a sweater guy
so
bad.
Badly. And I'm like, finally, so I'm to handsome. The point where I'm like, honey. And the best thing was, I think it was last year, 2 years ago, she got me a ring. And for the first few years of our marriage, Janet
is a beautiful
Janet
ring
has tried
Cartier.
To make me like Wait. A ring accessory wear. I'm not. I wear oh, my not- wedding band. That's it.
No, so you have a wink ring from the black one that I got you.
Right, but I usually will replace that with my wedding band if I wear it. So finally, last year, or the year before, Jana went above and beyond and got me like a Cartier men's love ring.
She wants him to be a sweater-wearing, Cartier-loving
yes,
man.
Yes, and so I had this discussion like with my close buddy in L.A., Garrett, and I was like, look, man, I know this is like a $1,500 ring or whatever it is. I'm not going to wear it, but I'm going to feel like I have to, but I don't want to. So what I finally manned up and had the conversation with Jan. I'm being like, I love you so much. I'm not going to wear this.
Do you know that Garrett prepped me for that?
Did he?
He did.
Smart man.
Yeah. He prepped me.
So that's the thing. We say that like we mean it. And so finally I'm like, Jana, in my head, I'm like, I don't want another sweater. I don't want another cardigan or a ring. This is what I want. You ask me what I want for Christmas, this is what I want. But Jana's it's not what Jana like, wants to
what
get
do you
me.
Want? She's like, what do you want for Christmas? And then she's like, I don't like that.
That's not going to work for me. This is what I want to buy you.
But guys are the opposite. It's like, this is what I want for Christmas. And then...
Done. Verbatim. Maybe, exactly. Yeah.
But it's just like, nothing. You don't want to open anything.
I don't care.
Okay. Well,
get him a gag gift. You know, those are always fun.
Well, I mean, I got a few things, but I don't believe you. But maybe that's because I know that maybe I don't believe myself when I say that.
But here's
I don't believe
thing.
Any girl when she
here's
says
the,
that.
Here's the catch. Here's the catch too. Right. I tell Jana what I want. We discussed our budget and now we just discussed it again the other night and she cut it down by a little bit amount. I'm like... Wait, no, we discussed this amount. She's like, oh, you're actually going to, okay. I'm like, just because you bought me some things, even though I told you not to, you can't take that off of my budget of what I want for Christmas. Anyways.
Do you get him presents from the kids? Like, maybe that counts as the present.
That's cute.
Yeah, I've got him, Jace got him something and Jolie got him something. Which so then there. I got him like a few other things, but I did ask him the other day. I was like, are you sure you don't want to wear a sweater? Because I found a really nice one.
Oh.
Are you sure?
She's like, it's rag and bone.
It was.
It doesn't matter.
It might have been nice, but I just was like, I love him in a sweater. I think he looks so handsome in a sweater. Like, it's my favorite look of his. Just so handsome.
Well, see, and that's another difference with guys. He just doesn't care. If Ty's like, I really love you in this. I'm like, here I am, 5 days in a row. But... You tell a guy you like him in a sweater and he'd rather die than wear a sweater. So interesting how that works.
It's so funny. He's like, oh, I like you in hats. Am I wearing a hat almost every single day? Those people hats? 1,000%.
Yeah, but yep. It took you long enough. I've been telling you that for years.
I know, but it's so funny how like, if we tell you, you don't care. But a girl, we'd be like, we will wear that every single day. Like Sarah just said.
Okay. Yeah.
It's so
well, just get each other presents because I feel like it's just the, you know, it's the holidays and it's nice to sit around with your family and just open presents. And the kid, you know, Jolie probably likes to see you guys open. It's fun. And, you know,
again, I think it's just the meaningful. And I think when you do have kids too, especially with our like family and moms and brothers, yeah. Like, we don't want anything. Get stuff for the kids. I don't want anything. Like, please don't.
Exactly.
Well, you know, it's a great gift. You mentioned it before.
Oh.
The drink works.
Man Crate.
Home Bar by Keurig. Man Crates is great too, honestly. But we have a Drink Works Home Bar by Keurig here in the studio.
I'm looking right at it now. And I'm liking it.
And we have some pods. Sarah, you are going to be
in our bar room.
Yeah, in our bar room.
I'm like, so, I'm like,
that's the great thing, isn't it? It's right there on the. It fits right there on the shelf. It doesn't take up a lot of space. It fits right in,
and it's beautiful.
I mean, it honestly is so incredibly easy. Okay, so Sarah, you've got the pod right there. So, Mark. Why don't you guys make a little cocktail right now for Sarah? Which one do
what
you
do
have
think,
in
Sarah?
Hand?
Well, mojito? Should I go with a little ginger snap white Russian Ooh. Or a little spiced punch? I mean, what time is it? Who
I have
cares?
A pomegranate
I mean,
elderflower spritzer.
Time, so.
I would love a pomegranate elderflower spritzer.
Well, there it is. Consider it done. You're going to hear it humming in just a moment here.
Let her hum.
So you guys have a Keurig for coffee, but now you have a Keurig for cocktails, and you just press a button, and it's like. Bam. It's so awesome. They're great for parties. We actually just used it the other day for our game night.
What did you do? Who's the bartender in your family, or did you put it on self-serve mode?
Oh, self-serve mode.
Yeah. Well, who's normally the bartender in your house? Who makes the
me.
Drinks?
Mike.
I am.
He's got a strong.
I usually just pour the wine.
Yeah, I got a heavy hand, so this is more for people. I'm like, look, you have some more options here. Have at it. It's all you.
No, you don't have to worry about a heavy hand anymore. This thing makes it perfect every time.
Every time. And they are delicious.
Oh, it's so good. Honestly, it's the best gift for a dad. I mean, Sarah. Yeah, she loves to mix up her drinks. The margarita one's so good.
You know the thing that's amazing about it? So I don't drink. So I don't know how to make any drinks. But now I can have people over and like, guys, and be like, oh, I'll make you a margarita. Which I have no idea what's even in a margarita. But now I can totally do it and be like, excuse me, can I make you a winter mule?
I'll take it.
No, 1,000%. It's same for me because I'm like, all I do is drink wine. So with the, you know, the drink works, I can just be like, they're like, oh, wow, Jana, really stepping up your game. I'm like, nah, took 2 seconds.
Yeah, it's so easy. And I feel like it gives us cred, especially with dudes. Oh. Like a girl gets this and then she can just look like a hero to all the guys.
A true hero.
Yeah, her dad's going to be so proud.
Cosmos for your girlfriends and anything else the guys want.
Yeah, there's a variety of DrinkWorks pod collections. They include classic and specialty cocktail offerings and signature mixers. And I love them so much, and I have also posted about them too on my Instagram. That's how much I love them. And now, obviously, we're bringing it here to the podcast, and we're going to give you guys an awesome code. So, exclusive savings here, plus free shipping. Go to drinkworks.com. Use my code GIFT100. That's GIFT100 at checkout to save $100. That's, you guys don't even understand. That's an insane value and insane saving. So do not wait. This amazing offer won't last, and this is a perfect gift for your friends and family. That's drinkworks.com and use my code GIFT100 for $100 off. GIFT, GIFT100 at checkout.
And again, remember, it's just as easy as Keurig because it's made by Keurig. You got a water reservoir, you got your pots with your drinks, mm-hmm. you plug it in, you're good to go, and it's sleek and sexy looking. You can put it right on your counter and it fits in with everything else. It's fantastic.
Because I'm a mom, just please remember, enjoy responsibly. Do you know that 95% of pregnant women are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s? That's where Ritual comes in. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly, vegan omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of fish. I loved Ritual. I took it when I was pregnant with Roman. I also now take their multivitamin. It's just an amazing everyday thing that I know is good for the body. A prenatal multivitamin made traceable with vegan, bioavailable, and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy, like omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development and choline and methylated folate to support baby's neural tube development. Their vitamins are rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. Ritual works with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/wine. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/wine for 25% off. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. So it's so important, obviously, for just the overall world, but just, you know, you feel better about sustainability. Well, I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Ellemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today.
The holiday season is here. How do you thrive during the holiday season? How do you balance sleep, holiday planning, and making time to purchase the perfect holiday gift for the special people in your life? The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed helps everyone get the proven quality sleep that will change their life. I know for us, sleep is obviously very important. Well, sleep's important for everyone, but for us, the mattress is where we are guaranteed the best sleep. What's great about the Sleep Number is you can go from 1 to 100. The higher the number, the firmer the mattress. So if I like mine on 2, Mike can have his all the way to 100. It's great because we both get what we need in a mattress. Sleep Number beds allow you to adjust on each side to your ideal firmness, comfort, and support. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you sleeping comfortably throughout the night. With Sleep IQ technology inside the bed, it actually tracks how you're sleeping and gives you a personalized insight for your best night's sleep. Make spirits bright this holiday with gifts for quality sleep. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed adjusts on each side to give all a good night. From $9.99 only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/Jana. That's sleepnumber.com/Jana.
So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. So it's so important, obviously, for just the overall world, but just, you know, you feel better about sustainability. Well, I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Ellemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Hi, Dean.
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
What's up, buddy?
Thanks. Hey, I'm so glad we could actually
finally
make this
doing
work.
This. Me too. I'm sorry for being so difficult to track down.
Oh my goodness. No, you're a busy man and you've got a busy life and you've got a bunch of kids. So we totally get it.
I blame it all on the kids.
Oh, I can't wait to do that.
When you have six?
Ooh. Six. Ooh. Yeah. What are the ages? Everyone just took a real big, like, whoa.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. Woo! No, I'm kidding. It is amazing.
Did she want more kids, or was it something you guys mutually agreed on, or is it just kind of like, oh, hey, we're pregnant again?
We didn't plan any of it.
Wow.
We didn't. Yeah, the first one we had Liam, and then 15 months later we had Stella, and then there was like a 4-year break, and then we had Hattie, and then 10 months later we had Finn. So we have Irish twins.
Wow.
And oh
then,
wow.
And another 4-year break, and then we had Beau.
Wow.
Yeah, and I thought after Finn we were done. I had just turned 50. You know, Tori was in her 40s, early 40s. So we just thought everything was kind of taking its natural course and not working anymore.
Nope.
Surprise. Surprise. Yeah. So having a 2.5-year-old at 53, that's a party. Oh,
man. So how old's the oldest?
My oldest is 21 from my first marriage.
Got it.
Jack is 21. And then my oldest with Tori is 12. So it goes 12, 11, 8, 7, and 2.5.
Wow.
Yeah.
In it. Just in the thick of it.
In it, yeah.
We are looking at a hero.
Yes. Modern day hero.
That.
Absolutely.
I'll take that. Yes. I've never heard that.
Wow.
I've never heard that.
So we're just gonna jump right into it. So we got you on the show because I can't remember. I was just going through my Twitter like a month or so ago. And it had a headline from Us Weekly, and it was like, Dean McDermott offers advice to, you know, Jana and her husband. And I was like, this is interesting. I'm going to click on this. And I immediately texted our producer, Amy, and I was just like, we have to get him on the show. I know he has zero clue who we are, but I obviously, and I knew that too. When you had that interview, I was like, oh, poor guy. He's like, I don't know who these freaking people are.
No,
you know?
When they asked me, I honestly didn't know.
Sure.
So I apologize.
Don't, no. Zero.
I apologize.
No, no, zero,
hope,
zero. But
I feel like that's even better.
I hope it was sound advice.
No, it was good. And I think what you said basically is, you know, because our stuff has been so public as well. And, you know, with you guys, is you guys were kind of the beginning of that. I mean, when you guys shared all of your marriage struggles, I feel like the people weren't ready for it yet. And I think that's what you had said in your interview too.
Yeah.
Whereas it was just kind of, whoa, you're sharing all this information.
Yeah, sharing it through True Tory, sharing it and, you know, sort of solving our problems in the town square. Yeah, that was, it's really interesting looking back at it because in the middle of it, the great thing about it was it really sort of expedited us getting into therapy and getting help and starting to talk about this because, you know, I've seen people go through this before and they don't talk to each other and they automatically just end things and it takes it's really hard to get them back together to even start to talk to each other. So doing the show really, really got us together and got us talking right away, which was great. But, you know, looking at it now, sort of solving your problems in the town square, there's a price to it. You know,
no question.
Well, everyone can chime in. Everyone has
an
opinion.
Chime in and you know, we were doing it with the, you know, with the thought of, you know, getting through it ourselves, but also helping others.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And but with that, we weren't thinking comes all the backlash and the haters and all the naysayers. We just, you know, we were really positive about it, considering, you know, how negative what I did was, you know.
Right.
So it was a slippery slope, and once in a while we'll get stopped by people who say thank you very much for doing that, and that really helps. That makes it kind of worth going through all that stuff. But you're really I felt like I was in one of those stockades in the middle of town.
I cannot. Yeah. I say that to them all the time. I'm like, I
people could throw tomatoes at me and tell me what they thought of me. And, you know, it really messed with me. But, you know, we did it. And the great thing is we worked it out and we're together and things are stronger and better than ever.
Mm.
That I mean, that sounds so identical and parallel and familiar for us, all of that. And what was... Because I feel like, Dean, for you and I, who are the ones who are the perpetrators and kind of did, you know, the deed that kind of caused everything, what was the moment that you and Tori decided, okay, let's address this publicly and not keep it in-house? Because I feel like that's a natural thing, right? Especially for me, I felt so much shame at the beginning. I just wanted to be like, no, I don't want to talk to anybody about it. Let's just keep it between us and deal with it. So what kind of encouraged you to come around and be like, you know what, Tori, let's... you know, address this head on, like you said, in the town square.
Right. You know, we didn't have a choice in it, you know, coming out. You know, Us Magazine broke the story, you know.
Right.
A friend of mine.
I was set up. My friend sold the story, a friend of 22 years.
That's just...
Ours was in our wedding. So, yeah. We hear you on that, and it sucks, right?
Wow, yeah. You know, you and I, we shouldn't have been doing what we were doing, but it didn't need to play out that way.
No.
You know, and our story broke Christmas Eve.
Oh, I just got chills.
Know? So, again, you know, it's all my fault, but, you know, but it's done. So, you know, it was out there, and everybody had their opinion on it, and everybody had something to say about it, and, you know... We got to a point where, you know, it was out of control. You know, the headlines, you know how they make them up, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'd been doing this for years, and I was, you know, I wanted out of the marriage because I wasn't getting any money from the family, blah, 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 all this BS, right? So we sat down and said, look, you know what? Everybody's got their opinion, so let's take this opportunity to tell the truth. And so that's why we came up with the idea, and we were approached to do True Tory. But even before that, you know, we issued statements. But yeah, we just sat down and said, enough of this. This is a circus. This is a sideshow. There's so many things that are wrong that people are saying. Let's go public and let's tell our truth. And that's what we did. And then the show kicked in, and we got, you know, the opportunity to go even farther with it.
I love that.
I feel like, too, it's such a, for your kids as well, so that way they can see, because they're going to read about it. They would have been able to Google it, and this way you're able to say, like, hey, this is what we've done, and this is how we've been able to make it work. And I feel like, in a way, I know you kind of dread that moment that the kids find out, but at the same time, hopefully it's years down the road, and you're like, look at how strong we are now, and look what we've done, and look who we've helped along the way. I don't know.
Yeah, and I feel like that would just be like living another lie, where you have to like manage everyone around you trying to make sure they don't find out information and all that stuff. So it's like, if it's out there, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think, you know, once they start asking, I think you have to kind of sort of nip it in the bud, for lack of a better word, and tell them exactly what happened, because, you know, they're going to read 20 different variations of
Well, and then they go happened. To school, and other kids talk, and it's just, I can't imagine
what
that.
What was it you that was not missing? I don't want to be insensitive to like that, but, you know, I know, like, okay, same with Michael, like, he's been unfaithful in every relationship he's ever had. I know you had, you cheated on your first wife, and then with this, did you see an addictive pattern, or was it just something in yourself that you felt was missing?
I didn't see it as an addictive pattern. My first marriage lasted for 12 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it started to break down a long time ago. But, you know, I stayed with it because that's what I thought, you know, that was it. That's the best it gets. You know, we had our son Jack, who's amazing, and I just thought, okay, well, you know, you have a kid, and this is what marriage is at a certain point, you know. Right. Like, you know, I hesitate to say it was loveless because I really cared for her, and sure. I still do. She's a great woman, but it just, you know, that spark, that fire just wasn't there, and I thought, you know, this is as good as it gets.
Yeah, this is what happens.
This is life. And then I met Tori when we were working together in Ottawa, and I'd never felt anything like that in my life. I'd never felt that connection. Like from the moment we met, it was just, you know, fireworks. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't resist, but I also couldn't lie to myself anymore. Like I kept distracting myself with different things, you know, sports and golf and all these kind of things, distracting myself in my first relationship to not face my unhappiness. So once I met Tori, you know, we worked together for 3.5 weeks. And at the end of the 3.5 weeks, I'm like, I can't walk away from this. I can't. Like, this is, you know, you have a decision to make. You know, you really, really do. You really have to grow a pair and, you know, do the right thing and get out of your first marriage, because it's not fair to her. It's not fair to Jack. And it's not fair to me. I wasn't being honest with myself. I met someone that I instantly fell in love with and felt mm-hmm. something I've never felt before in my life. So it was like, I have to man up and I have to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, so we dissolved the marriage. But it was more out of a connection and love for each other that we got together. It wasn't a cheating, addictive pattern.
What about when you were married with Tori, though? When that episode was that
well,
just like
that episode? That episode was about a combination of things. Sure. I suffer from depression. I have clinical depression, and I can, as great as things can look on the outside, and how happy and great my life looks on the outside. I calmed the angry little dwarf in my head really beats the crap out of me. And I, even though, you know, I was hosting Chop Canada, I had a cookbook coming out, like I was on fire on the Food Network. I was incredibly unhappy and hated myself. And I started drinking and started using drugs again. And I needed to fill a hole. And it's really bizarre how it happened. Like, that's the last thing I was looking for.
Sure.
I was just happy to just drink and party. Mm-hmm. I wasn't looking for any kind of a hookup or anything like that at all. It was the farthest thing from my mind. And it just happened so easily and just kind of out of the blue and laissez-faire. And I went with it, obviously without thinking. And, you know, was looking to fill this void. And it didn't fill the void. It created a chasm. You know, I created the Grand Canyon with doing what I did. But, you know, at the end of the day, going through everything we've gone through, mm-hmm. I'm amazed at the resolve of my wife, Tori. I thought for sure it was done. I thought it was done. I just thought, why on earth would you want to be with me? Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's funny. It's something that I've maintained before this happened as well, as I was surprised that, you know, Tori Spelling was interested in me. I'm like, why? We're married. We have kids. Like, I don't get it. Why me?
Yeah.
I devalued myself. I didn't think that highly of myself. I thought, I mean, I'm the luckiest guy in the world, but not.
But worth, what's the
not,
catch?
Not, like, worth, not worth of, worthy of this. And so when the affair happened, I thought it's done, it's over. She's gonna walk away, and rightfully so. And I, you know, I maintained that through. You know, if you watch the show, I'd be like, why are you still doing this? Why are you with me? I, you know, I did something absolutely horrible to you. And she maintained
that. It's almost like you feel like you didn't deserve it too. You know, it's like you didn't feel like you deserved it. So you just
sabotaged it.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe subconsciously you sabotaged it.
Boy. I'm great at self-sabotage. I'm really great at it. I've done it. I mean, look at this arm full of tattoos that I absolutely love. But as an actor, good idea? Good idea? Anybody? Anybody got a take on this? Anybody?
Yeah. The greatest, but it looks really nice. A lot of people that I talk to, one of their biggest things is like how, and I know this is something we've struggled with too, is how for when me and Tori or we get upset and triggered, what has helped you have empathy and stay grounded and not go defensive? Because I feel like that's been sort of an issue with us, and a lot of other women ask Michael that too. Like, what do you do? What are your tips and tricks for when that moment arises and you need to be empathetic for maybe her feelings, but you feel shame and you feel guilt and anger and what you might feel?
Well, right out of the gate, you said something great. That you have to be empathetic to her, and absolutely, you know, that's a must. You know, when she gets triggered, and I've been very, very fortunate that Tori is so even keeled and so smart that she's able to sort of think her way through these things and look at the big picture. Very seldom has she been triggered.
That's great.
But when she does get triggered, you know, obviously your first instinct is to go on the defensive. It's human nature. And I think you have to, as the man, as the perpetrator, you have to sit back and go, okay, wait a second. This is part of the process. You know, it's going to go on for the rest of my life, our life together. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you better get good at looking at the big picture, just going, okay, you know what? I got to take my lumps. And, you know, I can't be so defensive. I've really got to have an open mind here and really put myself in her shoes. Because once you get on the defensive, you just kind of shut down. And you can't see, you know, the other person's point of view or their feelings. So you just got to shut the F up, listen, be empathetic, sympathetic, and just love her. And you know what? Just be thankful that she's still in your life, mm-hmm. because it so easily could have gone the other way. It's, you know, you could be wow. sitting in an apartment, rented apartment by yourself.
Mm. that's funny you say that. And everything, like, I just feel like I'm watching myself talk about these kind of things, Dean, just in the similarities of everything. And that even just that last thing you said, I almost have that sabotage mindset of I'll be driving around. Just the other day I was driving around and the part of town I was in, I saw some, like, you know, single bedroom apartments or little houses, and I had this like anxiety of like, that's where I'd probably be right now if, you know, things didn't work out the way they did. If Jana wasn't strong right. enough to take me back, like, how, and just like you said, how did I get this amazing, beautiful woman? And it is just that self-sabotage and not good enough and everything like that. But it's, again, that last thing you said, I think about that more than I definitely should. And that is healthy too, where it's like, that's where I'd probably be living right now. That's where I'd probably be living. Even though I know I'd find a way to be successful, but still that part of me is, I really did everything I could to ruin this relationship and this family. Why do I deserve to still be here? Why am I not there? That one bedroom apartment. Yeah. It's just, it's tough. And I think that's one of those things, just like you talked about with the triggers with them, is that shame, there's going to be part of it, at least for me right now, because I mean, we're only 3.5 years post discovery of everything, but I feel like a part of that shame is still going to be there for a long time, where it's like a part of me is still maybe try to convince myself I'm undeserving or whatever it may be. And it's just that fleeting moment for a second. On a day, it doesn't overtake me. It doesn't all day. It's just that fleeting second that you still feel that kind of humbles you and grounds you enough to scare the shit out of you of where things could
be. Hang on to that.
Yeah.
Hang on to that, because it's a good reminder.
I think so too.
That, you know, this is where things could have gone. And it's interesting. You said you have these moments of the feeling the shame and stuff. And I'll have that moment when somebody just looks at me funny. And it's usually a female. If they kind of look at me funny, I'm like, oh, she knows. And she hates me.
And she's judging me right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh,
so,
I could.
And I've seen it where you know, when Tori and I are out, and they're like, oh, Tori, you're amazing. We love you, and da-da-da. And then look at me and completely ignore me. And I was like, oh, they know, and they hate me because I did what I did. You know, yeah. And then so it's really – but at the same time, though, it's great to have those moments because it is. It's like, yeah, you know what? You really messed up. Mm-hmm. You really messed up. And like I said, this is going to happen. I'm going to have these feelings, and we're going to have to work this out for the rest of our life together.
And when you say rest of your life, and I know people have asked this too, it's like, when do you like stop bringing it up, stop talking about it? And it's like, I don't want to bring it. It's just, unfortunately, it's just something that's going to live there forever. And now the magnitude of it isn't as big as it was back in the day, but like through all of our therapy that, you know, I do personally and he does and we do together, but it is going to, unfortunately, I think Jason said that too, when he was a guest, Inner Shadows, mm-hmm. is that the book?
Worthy of a Trust.
Worthy of a Trust, where it's like, it is going to be there forever. And that's something that I think you've had a harder time to acknowledge.
Earlier on,
that.
I did.
Yeah.
Had a really hard time.
And it's like, because I'm like, I don't want it to be there. And we try not to talk about, unfortunately, now our podcast is now about that. But, you know, not about you that, but like about relationships and struggles and stuff. But it's interesting. And I almost feel not guilty, but I don't want you to always have to feel shame when we do talk about it.
No, and like Dean's saying, it's actually not even reflective of maybe how when you guys are triggered. It's more so kind of these other moments where, Dean, I appreciate what you just said, because we take this podcast on the road. We don't record a podcast, but we do like an evening with kind of show, and it's me, Jana, and Sarah there sitting next to you, and we do live shows. And Jana and I do like a meet and greet before the show, and sometimes I have that feeling too where I can just feel someone's energy. I'm like, maybe they don't want to stand next to me, not just because they're huge fans of Jana, but maybe it's because I'm a sex addict. Maybe they have this weird misconceived notion and judgment of a sex addict, and they think they're some creep predator or whatever. I just go into that shame, and that's where I start going. I go down that rabbit hole. I'm like, right. Maybe that's why that person didn't want to stand next to me. Maybe they are, yeah, it's that shame that just still eats your soul a little bit, but yeah. I don't think it's to the point where it's unhealthy anymore. It's to the point, like you're saying, Dean, where it's like you hold on to a little bit of that to scare you straight, and that's okay.
Yeah, yeah. And that's our cross to bear, you know, we did what we did. And it's just like, you know, tough crap, boys. You know, mm-hmm. you did this. You gotta carry this cross.
Well, and I definitely get what you guys are saying about the guys, but then I feel like it's kind of the same probably for Tori and Jana. Like, you know, people may look at you guys and be like, oh, look what he did. But then they might look at Jana and Tori and be like, oh my God, I can't believe she stayed with him, or I can't believe she's with, you know, it's...
There's that as well.
It's also both sides, and it's probably, not that it's not hard, but it's probably harder for, you know, Jana to be there, especially and Tori in the beginning, you know, at the grocery store, whatever, walking with you, and then people be like, what? Like, she's still with... I don't know. I feel like...
In the beginning, that was there a lot, and I don't know if that was the same for you, but you know, Tori would get, you know, comments and then especially social media.
Oh, of course. Like, what are you doing? You're so dumb.
And then, you know, the internet magazines, they have the comment section, and mm-hmm. stay away from them.
The trolls.
Yeah. Stay away from any comment section. But yeah, no, Tori would get a lot of flack for that.
Yeah.
She's like, why would you stay with it? He's a pig, da 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 da. And you know, that's something that, you know, she had to work through, and her, like I said, her resolve was, she's so strong. She just maintains, like, look, I'm really upset and hurt by what he did, but I love him. He's the love of my life. I can't mm-hmm. turn that off.
Right.
And we have a family together. You know, I can't walk away from that. So it's tough in the beginning, and now it's turned. It's totally turned, and now a lot of people are like, you know, so glad you guys stayed together. You're a great mm-hmm. example.
Yeah.
But you know, for And it's funny, guys, we want everything, we want to fix everything,
everything,
right? And then be done. It's like, okay, bundle this up in this neat little package, it's done. Okay, we don't have to talk about it anymore.
Yeah.
But again, you know, that's not going to happen in that situation.
No.
And when I say, you know, you guys, you'll have to carry this for the rest of your life. The same way that you'll carry your wedding vows that you had for each other for the rest of your life and those great moments. And it's like, here's a bad moment that affected our relationship. As good as our vows were and our wedding day was, that we'll remember for the rest of our lives, we're going to remember this for the rest of our lives too, mm-hmm. this black mark. And it's just something that gets easier with time, but it'll never, ever go away.
I think
in my opinion.
No,
I don't think it'll ever go away.
No.
I wish there was a magic wand, but at the same time, I feel like it's made us stronger. But I guess I'm scared moving on. Like, marriage is only going to get harder with the kids. We could potentially, mm-hmm. a lot of people, I don't see a lot of people really growing together. I see more people growing apart. And I think that's always been kind of my fear is, oh, shoot. I think I'm like premenstrual, but no, I'm crying. No, but I just am like, my fear is, you know, when they get in that situation or, you know, when, hell, it could be me too. What if I'm on a movie set, you know, and I start to go into my love addict ways, or it's like, what's the thing that's going to stop you guys from maybe going down that route again? And then it's like, hey, then we're like 20 years in and like, you know? It's like, now what? Now it's like our kids are even older and now we've got 20 years of marriage, and how could you then do it? So I know it's all the what if game that you hate playing, but I think that's what like lives within me, because I'm like, what's going to stop you the next go around?
Right, right. Future tripping.
Yeah. Terrible. I know. I know, like, that's something massive that I've worked on in therapy, but it's something that's like underground, obviously, which is why it's coming out.
Is that all primarily from us, or does it have to do with your parents divorcing as well when you were a teenager?
I think, I mean, that's something I can dive deeper in with the therapist, but I feel like it's a lot when I think about it. It's like, you know, even because when they say, once a cheater, always a cheater, you know, and I know it's different for, and it, you know, unfortunately, addicts, you know, today you're healthy, tomorrow we don't know. But I guess that's just my fear is, you know, what's going to stop y'all from going down that road again when that's an easy exit trip?
Right. I think that's about gaining trust in him again.
Is it about boundaries or staying grounded too? Like for you guys to know kind of what you have, and it's just maybe a rough patch that you might be in, or if you're feeling bored in the relationship, I guess that's what I'm getting at. Like, what if you guys are like, I'm bored with this and I don't know if I feel in love anymore. So, but hey, here's something really shiny at a club or at a bar or at a grocery store. How do you not go down aisle one?
Well, that's what's great about, you know, having those reminders of like, this could have gone a completely different way.
Mm.
So that's the great thing about having that cross to bear is I did what I did. So you have to always keep that in the forefront, because it's like, yeah, okay, if I'm getting bored or I think the relationship's stale, mm-hmm. and I see this shiny thing in the club, whoa, I know that shiny thing in the club is going to cost me my marriage and my family.
Yep. Mm.
Because I've been there before. So that's the great thing about having this sort of anchor around your neck.
And for sure.
Reminder. And, you know, if you are feeling, you know, bored and or you're even thinking on, hey, you know what, I'm feeling attracted to other women. Talk about it.
Mm.
Talk about it. You know, I'm bored. I'm tired of our sex life. Talk about it. That's the best thing you can do.
Not maybe to your wife, but to somebody else. I don't know if I'd want
that. Well, I don't know. I mean, you know.
Or maybe not the sex life, but if you said, like, I'm attracted to other people, to Tori.
Or I'm feeling that as just like, you know, but sure. Maybe that's a wrong, well, that's a wrong word. I'm attracted to other people, or just.
I know what you're trying to say. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just feeling like something's missing that.
Sure.
And you know what? You know what that is, I think, if we're feeling attracted to other people, is because we're starting to hate on ourselves.
Mm. Yeah.
We're really, you know, that angry dwarf is going off on our head again,
mm-hmm.
and digging us in a hole, telling us we're worthless pieces of crap. So we need to feel attracted. So we're going to start kind of putting it out there to other people. It's like, oh, she's kind of cute. Maybe I'll flirt with her a little bit. fill that little hole a little bit if we make eye contact. Mm-hmm. You know, talk about it. It's the best thing I think you can do, and that's the best thing that's worked for Tori and I.
Yeah, and that's, I mean,
you know, and as hard as it is, it's not easy to go, hey, you know what, I'm feeling bored in the relationship. Like, that's a tough conversation to have.
Yeah.
Have it.
For sure.
Have it. Yeah, I'd rather you have it than find it, and then, yeah.
Well, and it's all about...
For me, too, I would say the same thing.
All about delivery, yeah. Too.
Sure.
Right. Can't be saying it in an argument. Well, I'm bored in this relationship.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's, you know what I mean? So I feel like a lot of times people push it down until it comes out. But
let's, on a roller coaster. Yeah, I'm exactly. Tired of this relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way. So let's, before we let you go, Dean, let's transition out of that real quick. And you're doing stand up now. How has that helped you kind of, you know, manufacture? What got you into that? What helped you manufacture that kind of, you know, entertainment and everything you want to do within that?
I've been a fan of comedy since I was 9 or 10 years old. My dad came home with an 8-track. I don't know if you guys know what an 8-track is. You're a lot younger than I am.
Barely.
So he came home with his 8-track of Gene Tracy. And Gene Tracy was an old truck stop comedian. And he would tour all the truck stops in the South. And he was filthy. He was filthy. Like, I'd learned all about every sex position and disease. And he just made people laugh. And so, you know, from then on there, I discovered Red Fox and then Richard Pryor and Bob Newhart and Eddie Murphy and then Robin Williams. And I was like, okay, this is what I want to do. So when I got into acting at 19, my goal was to be a stand-up, but I didn't know can you swear on this?
Yeah, they'll take it.
I didn't know my ass from my elbow. So I didn't have a point of view. You know, I was just a young and naive. And I had this the angry dwarf in my head telling me what a horrible person I am. So I was like, I can't get on stage. I can't tell jokes. I can't do anything.
Right.
So I found it easier to play other people. So I got into acting and I had have a really great career acting. And then at 53, I went to see my buddy at a stand-up club, and I met Adam Hunter, who's now my comedy mentor. And he does a night every night, Tuesdays at the Dime. And I told him my story, and he's like, you got to get up. I'm like, I'm 53, man. I'm not going to do stand-up now. He's like, no, you got to get up. You're not too old. You're never too old to do stand-up. So he pestered me for like 3 months. So I said, fine. And I wrote 5 minutes, and I got up, and I've been going at it ever since.
You killed it, didn't you?
It's addictive, and I've been very fortunate. You know, I opened for my friend at Caroline's in New York. I've had some really great opportunities, and I'm just plugging away at it. And I love it. I wish I had done it, you know, when I was younger, but you know, I didn't have the point of view. Now I have 6 kids, and I have a lot of content that I'm just scratching the surface too. Right. I mean, with being a celebrity couple and being in the magazines.
Oh my God, I can't imagine.
And so yeah, so there's a lot of stuff to mine. So I'm looking to turn our podcast, Daddy Issues, into a talk show.
Very cool.
I love that.
Or a sitcom. But I plan on doing my stand-up and continue acting and just plugging away, just, you know, trying to make a living, you know?
And is Daddy Issues, is it, who else is on that podcast with you?
Daddy Issues is with Adam Hunter, my mentor, and Nikki Paris. So Nikki's a gay comedian and he's fabulous. So our sort of through line is Daddy Issues. I'm Dean McDermott. I have 6 kids. Adam Hunter's a new dad and Nikki needs a dad.
Oh, I love it. That's like so good. So, I mean, you have a lot going on then. You're killing it.
That's awesome, man. Congrats. We're glad that that's going well for you.
Come to Zanies in Nashville.
Thank you. Thank you. Talk about therapy. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I just go up and I just tell everybody what's going on in my head. And it's pretty funny.
Good for you, man. Well, Dean, thank you so much for coming out and talking with us and being so open, man.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And guys, keep it up. Keep up the good work. 3.5 years out, that's it's awesome that you're still together. That's awesome work.
Thank you, Dean. You've been our beacon of hope, so thank you.
All the best, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Dean. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. They always say moms are really hard to shop for, but the truth is moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover, or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop Macy's.com/giftfinder. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require.
Worried about finding the perfect gift this holiday? Well, Peloton is the gift they're guaranteed to love. This holiday season, give your loved one what they really want. Give them the gift of a Peloton. And guys, we've been able to try out the Pelotons in store. Actually, Mike and I will go to a store just so we can walk on the treadmill or the bike because they truly are amazing. They offer a variety of live classes and other classes that you don't have to be live for. The instructors, the leaderboard community, there's so many options. It's a gift of a worry-free trial too. And with Peloton's new 30-day home trial, you guys can actually try the bike for free for 30 days. And should you decide that it's not for you guys, well, just return the bike for a full refund. Peloton will even come pick up at no cost. It's a gift they'll keep on using. With an endless variety of entertaining live and on-demand classes, plus motivation from world-class instructors, it's the gift that keeps coming back well beyond the holiday season. And it's also the gift that saves them time. With an efficient high-intensity cardio workout at home, they can spend less time commuting to their workout or braving the winter weather and more time with the people they love and things that matter. This holiday, give the gift of Peloton. For a limited time, get $100 off accessories when you purchase the Peloton bike. Go to onepeloton.com and use promo code WINDOWN at checkout. That's onepeloton.com and use promo code WINDOWN at checkout.
That was good. Man, we could just get in a room with him and Tori because he was just saying everything that we've said for the past year on this podcast, and it's just so refreshing to hear from someone else's mouth who's been through the same thing. Yeah. It's just kind of comforting a little bit.
And I love how he was just like, yeah, it's going to be with us forever. And that's okay. There's no shame in that.
No.
And I love that he felt that he said that, because it just made it be like, okay.
Yeah, it was great, man. That was awesome having Dean on. And we definitely got to get together with him and have dinner, have some conversations, because that was great. So I was thinking before we'll get to an email, but I want to touch on something that we talked about early in the episode. And
oh no, I'm scared.
We're talking about sentimental gifts, because I'm sitting here through everything kind of in the back of my mind, multitasking. And I'm like, well, okay, what if I get Janice something sentimental, but what if it's not, I don't write enough? What if I don't put enough effort? And you two are laughing because there's a little inside joke here that I caught on to. Because for Jana's birthday, apparently, I didn't write enough of my own stuff within the card. I wrote a few lines. I'm one of those guys that kind of gives you a little underline under the words that really are meaningful.
Underline.
It's like, hey,
underline the card words.
Happy birthday. Happy's underlined.
No, he'll like underline the ones if the card says you are the most beautiful, like, woman, and like he'd underline what they wrote under. Like,
Hallmark said it right. I couldn't say it better myself. Why am I going to reiterate? That's why I got the card, because it said things that I feel and think. So why say the same thing? Otherwise, I'll just get a blank card all the time. Just write it. Would you rather have that?
Okay, so
she would probably.
Yeah. So this is funny, and the reason he's bringing this up is because Sarah didn't write my birthday card yet, and I said, honestly, girl, just tell me what you want to say, because I.
No, I was like, do you have a pen? I need to write in your birthday card. And she was like, oh my god, just honestly tell me, because you know I have like a thing with birthday cards.
I do. I have a thing with cards in general.
With cards. Sorry,
I don't.
She meant
like
with cards.
It's for me personally. No, and this is what
you took me into another room because she didn't.
Her. I didn't want to upset Michael or like hurt his feelings.
She goes, I just really hate when people don't like, you know, write their feelings and mean it and write a lot. And I'm like, okay. So I go into the room and Mike's like, what are you guys doing? I go, oh, well, I'm just writing in Jana's card, but I'm not going to write. I'm just going to say what I would say. I'd probably write something long and heartfelt and tell her, you know, how much I love her and how special of a day this is and how, you know, this day would mean nothing because it's her birthday. And if I wasn't here with, and he's like, okay, I get what you're saying.
I just want to, for some reason, I've said this since I was probably in high school. I don't like, I like cards. They're totally fine. The cards are amazing, especially Hallmark cards. I love them. But for when I get them, when I give someone a card, I write still like on the one side of it, like a real long, you know, high school letter.
But dear Mike.
Dear Mike, comma. But if someone were to give me a card, I would rather them make the card and then write their own words, because that means more to me than just them giving me a Hallmark card and then saying, happy birthday, love Mike.
But I never just say that.
But you write like one sentence. And I'm like,
I will never, as all of you as
like,
my witness.
I don't like how it says, happy birthday, have an amazing day.
I will never, ever get you a card with words in it ever again. Amazing. Every card will be blank.
I love that.
No, because then it's going to be blank, blank, because he's not going to know what to write in it.
Blank, blank. I can't wait.
That's funny. That's actually funny, because that is a thing with me and Ty too.
So
I love, no, I love cards. Like even since literally I keep all my cards. I have cards since high school. Mm-hmm. And I always write, you know, not intense things, but I'll go on for a little bit. And he really caught on and it made me happy. You know, not all of them.
Because I'll keep the ones where he writes a lot. The other ones where he just says like, yeah, I love you, happy birthday. I'm like,
but you'll keep my notes that say have like a sentence on them.
But that's like,
what if he underlines happy?
Right, exactly. You see how many underlines I had in that card? So for those who might ever give Jana a birthday card in the future, give her a card.
Put your blood, sweat
behind
in it.
On the back of it, tape a USB drive, 32 gig USB drive with an entire thesis paper on how much you love her and how special she is.
I think like four sentences would be the appropriate. At least four.
I'm feeling bad because I texted her and it really wasn't nearly enough now that I think back on my text.
No, texts are fine.
Birthday.
Texts are totally fine. I'm saying in a card, if you're buying someone else's words, you should write at least four sentences your own.
My handwriting's going to become really big.
How do you sign your cards?
You know how I sign mine? Every time. How do I sign mine?
The M?
No. How do I sign mine?
To you. Slurp?
No.
What?
Oh, unbelievable. Clearly she reads the words in these cards.
Don't waste your time because she obviously doesn't remember these cards. Wait,
Forever Yours. Thank you.
Love Michael. Forever Yours, Love Michael. And you write every card.
Love Michael? Okay.
Every note, every card, Forever Yours, Love Michael.
I do. See, what do you write? I love that. And I say, I love you,
baby. What do you write?
What more could I say in any other words besides Forever Yours?
Aw. Thanks, babe.
Just saying.
What does Jana write?
Dear Michael,
she scribbles. Scribbles out the words.
Like, do you do your signature? Like, when you sign people's like shirts, is that how you like sign your cards?
No, I just do love, wifey, or Jana, or slurp.
Aww. And meanwhile, I'm like forever yours,
forever yours,
forever yours,
dear. Forever mine, ever thine,
ever thine, ever ours.
All right, Mark, we have an email so we can get out of here.
We have a couple that are really like, you know, I have a reputation for giving good advice, and there's a reason for that. I get these emails in advance, and so I get so to really think about them, and so I come off as better than the host because they get it sprung on them.
Meanwhile, I can't put together a sentence.
That's the truth. But these are so heavy that I don't know what to say to these people.
Oh, God, heavy.
Ashley, my husband and I are 18 weeks pregnant. The past few days, my husband has seemed distant and avoiding me. I sensed something was wrong.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So I looked in his phone.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I found, no, hold on. It's not where you think it's going.
Okay.
But it's not great either. I found a text exchange between him and his sister in which he confided that he doesn't want this baby, that he never wanted this baby, and resents me because I'm carrying the baby.
Oh, no.
He wrote how he doesn't know if he ever loved me, that I pressured him into marriage and kids. He told his sister he's unhappy and doesn't know if he wants to be with me.
Oh.
I was blindsided. We both agreed to start trying for a family and moving our life forward. I believe it's his fear talking since it's our first child, but how can I move past this? He doesn't know I saw the text exchange, and I've tried addressing the topic without cornering him, but my heart is broken and my anxiety is through the roof. I feel lost and numb. Any advice or prayers would be greatly appreciated.
Oh my gosh. First of all, take a deep breath, babe. You're pregnant. That anxiety is not good. Oh, Mike. I don't have any words for this one. That's hard. Because I feel like when she says that it's his fear, but I don't know if I could ever forget those words if I saw that.
Well, and it takes two to tango. He knows what he was doing when he got you pregnant. So,
and even if he felt forced, you still, at the end of the day, I can kind of relate to ours where it's like, okay, I know sometimes you felt pressed to the fire, but at the same time, it was still a decision that you did make too. That's tough. But I don't know if I could forget those words if I saw that on your phone.
Yeah, that's a... Man.
I would confront him. You have to.
I don't know how she hasn't.
Do you bring it up?
I don't know how she hasn't.
1,000% do. But come not at a good from a good place. That's my advice. From a very... From a very
calm,
collected, hey, I'm so sorry. I felt... you a little distant and I'm so sorry. I looked at your phone and I saw this message and I'm just having a really hard time processing this. I know this is your private space and I'm sorry for breaking that space and breaking that privacy, but now I don't know what to do with this and can we talk about this?
Or does she just give him the chance to tell her maybe?
Yeah,
or does she say I went through your phone?
I don't think he would tell her.
I would just... In my opinion, again, this is my opinion, Ashley. Just because being a guy and you'd have to really, like Jana just explained, dance very delicately around introducing the fact that you looked at his phone. So my just thought goes to try addressing it with him again from a standpoint of just ask him, hey, how are you feeling about all this? And just being like, you know, I'm scared.
Isn't that playing games, though? Like, you would get mad at me because I've done that.
No,
before.
I'm not.
I could see her saying, I went through your phone, and all he does is yell at her. Why are you going through my phone?
Right, right.
So that's what's hard about saying, I went through your phone.
It's not about
and then
playing
that becomes
games.
The fight.
Okay. It's not about playing games. It's not about fishing it out. Because I know when you're trying to fish something out of me.
How is that not fishing?
Because it's still something that you want to have a conversation about.
Well,
what if
he doesn't say anything? He's like, no, I'm good. I'm excited.
Then you address it like you said.
Okay, because if not, then if she
All I'm saying is start off with saying expressing your fear because this is your first child. You're gonna be a new mother. There's gonna be fear attached.
Sure.
Be like, hey, I'm really anxious. I'm really fearful. Like, I don't, you know, how are you feeling? And if he does play it off, like, oh, I'm good. We're gonna be all right. Then be like, Okay. And it doesn't even have to be in that moment. It could be later that day or the next day to be like, hey, and do what Jana said. So that's just my thought.
And if he doesn't, so to stop the fishing after that, because I know I've unfortunately done that in the past too, where I've fished.
Don't fish.
But I feel like that just, I mean, I get what you're saying, but it's still, she's still fishing.
Do you see what I mean though? Yeah, but it's an opportunity to talk about something that that should be talked about anyway.
Sure.
It's not just trying to get information out of them.
It's like a check-in. Want to make sure we're on the same team. We're about to have a baby.
Right.
Okay, so start with Mike, end with mine if it doesn't happen. And then Mark, any last words?
No, I agree with you. I think it's good to just kind of try to get him to be honest with you however you can do that. And I think saying, what are you feeling? You've been distant lately. I want to know what's going on with you. And are you nervous about the baby? I'm nervous about the baby. I'm really scared about this.
Yeah.
I don't want to give him an opportunity to get out, though, because I think he might take it.
Yeah.
And then we're in another bad place. I don't know. Because I do think it's the fear, and I do think he'll get over it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if he had the opportunity to bail, I think he might. And I don't think we want to get to that point.
Mm-mm. I like what you said, Mark, too, of saying, hey, I'm scared too. So that way it invites him to be scared back.
Right. Exactly.
So I like that. So do that. Say you're scared. End with that. And Sarah, your last words, final words from Sarah?
Call
option C.
B. Call the sister. I'm calling the sister.
That's interesting.
That's what I'm doing.
I wonder if they're close.
That's interesting because the sister can tell her, don't worry, he's just panicking, say, you've got a real problem here.
If that was me, I'm calling sister first.
But I think sister could go to him, though. He'd probably go to him. Sister would then go to the dude, the husband.
Danger of that.
Depends on how close all three of them are. But yeah, wow. That's
It's tough.
Tough.
You'll be all right, Ash.
All right, this one's from Anonymous. I got engaged to my boyfriend of 3 years. We lived together. Everything's been great. Well, one night he went to the bar and was having a friendly conversation with a woman. At the end of the night, they exchanged numbers. A week later, my gut was telling me to go through his phone, and I saw on Snapchat they've been talking and became best friends on it. When I confronted my fiance, he said, no, we're just getting to know each other. Nothing has been said that would disrespect me or our relationship. He's also never given me a reason not to trust him, so I let it go. So I messaged the girl on Facebook. She said she originally said no to exchanging numbers, but decided she had nothing to lose, so she gave him her number. She also said he kept initiating the snaps and the conversations. I don't know what to do. I don't know who to believe. Any advice would be helpful. And then she also says, I love you both and literally use your podcast and television shows as therapy to help me in rough situations. So thank you for being so raw, open, and honest about your guys' lives. It means a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anonymous. Sweet.
Guys need to have, like, if you're married, you don't,
if you're engaged, just hashtag no new friends.
It's like the Justin thing again.
It's one thing, and we've kind of touched on this before. It's one thing if at work and over time with working with somebody, you develop a relationship and, you know, but you talk about it with your partner, your girlfriend or your wife or whatever, they meet them. It becomes like a mutual relationship just because you're working with somebody. It's just one of those. Okay. A lot of people have those and that are healthy and within boundaries. Meeting someone out at a bar, communicating via Snapchat, there is nothing healthy about and saying we're just getting to know each other. Why do you need to get to know some random chick you met at a bar?
Yeah.
That is bull.
Yeah. I agree 1,000%.
Yeah. I think we all agree.
So what should she do?
I
would say, like, stop communication with her.
Yeah. Be like, this doesn't make me feel comfortable. If he's your fiance, you're going to potentially marry this man. Say, you don't feel comfortable with it. Validate that you've never given me a reason to trust you, not to trust you, but I don't like this. I don't feel comfortable, and I'm really sorry. Mm-hmm. So I would like, you know, for you to cease and desist. Cease conversating.
It's time for boundaries to be established. Yes. Clearly, they haven't been, and guys are dumb.
Yeah.
So it needs to be spoken.
So yes, that's a good. There you go, Papa Mark. The create boundaries. Boundaries need to be created now.
Boundaries.
Hey, you guys. I hope every single one of you have the most amazing Christmas and New Year. We're going to be on hiatus for 2 weeks. We love you guys so much. For those of you that struggle during the holiday season, know that you're not alone. Know that there's people out there that love you and that care about you. And we just truly hope that you guys have an amazing holiday season and find some peace these next few weeks.
And for all those guys,
give a little, love a little.
Give a little, love a little.
And for all those guys out there, if you haven't gotten something sentimental for your girl, go do it.
Do it.
Anything
that's
sentimental.
All we care about, minus Sarah. Just gave her the shoes.
No. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Feliz Navidad.
Whatever you celebrate, enjoy it and be present in those moments.
And we hope to see you guys in 2020, God willing.
2020.
Bye, guys. Bye. And another year ends.
And another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one.
Discover the rich, smooth taste of Matcha Love, made with Japanese green tea and real matcha. There are so many culinary treats to create with this precious powder that go beyond the traditional tea ceremony. Everything from lattes to baked goods to smoothies, experience the vitality of the whole tea leaf. Matcha is vibrant in taste and full of powerful health benefits. Get 25% off all Matcha Love products on Etoan.com using code JANA. That's code JANA. At itoen.com, available on Amazon and itoen.com. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good. What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.